Welcome to The Daily Vulnerable, where we'll talk about things that really matter.
I used to have a very vibrant, blocked list on my Instagram and my Twitter. And when I used to be on WhatsApp, my WhatsApp as well. I always say that people forget that people don't really use social media well. They use certain buttons. They use like button. They use comment button. They use scroll function. They use the DM function. But they forget about the blocked function and the mute function and the unfollow button. All of these buttons are all there for you to use. If somebody is making a comment on your page that you don't like and you don't want, what are you doing engaging with that person in a marathon of insulting comments? I highly suspect that's what the block button is there for. If you're following somebody who is spending time subbing you, you know, I figure that's what the unfollow button is there for. If you have a person who you like, but the person is suffering from temporary madness, so the person is posting things that you don't like to see or doing things that you don't want to engage with, but the person is a close friend of yours, and so you don't want the emotional drama of blocking or unfollowing, I think that's what the mute button is there for. The bottom line is that you have a lot of tools available to you for your life. In fact, the blocked, unfollow, and mute buttons are not just for Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. They're for all the ways in your life that you engage with other human beings.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Uday.